Amen. So happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, welcoming you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home. And it's the church where you can come to, amen, or walk to, or whatever, where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. So welcome, New Beginnings church family and visitors, and all those of you that are joining us by audio and video. Amen. God's got a message for you. Amen. And all you have to do is be ready to receive and be ready to put it to work. Amen. That's what we need to do. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. God wants to bless you. Are you willing to let Him bless you? Amen. If you do, then go for it. Amen. Take it. Let's make this declaration together here. Amen. Grab your Bible. Where's mine? Here it is. Grab your Bibles. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, hallelujah. And you know what? There's a battle out there. But you know what? The battlefield is the mind. And the Bible tells us to renew our mind. And we're going to be talking about that. And we got scripture for it. But we need to renew our minds on a daily basis. Otherwise, you are bombarded with negative things on a daily basis. Amen. And if you don't renew your mind with the Word of God, or feed yourself with the Word of God, feed your spirit the Word of God, you're defeated. Because you're fighting a spiritual battle with physical. And it's no match. So you need to get in the Word and use the Word. Amen. So praise God. Amen. We're going to be talking about give it all to Him. Give it all to Him. We're in a giving season right now. As a matter of fact, let me see what I've got here. It says this November, December months of giving, of joy, of happiness. But guess what? Some of us are not happy. Some of us don't have the joy. Amen. Why? Because we're looking at things in a physical way. You know, we're not looking at it in a spiritual way. We say, wow, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, you know, this month. Man, and I'm excited, you know. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for me. I mean, what can I do on a daily basis is just give Him thanks. Amen. We started this last month for Thanksgiving, but we could do it daily. Not just several months of the year, but every day. It's just give Him thanks, you know, every single day, give Him thanks and say, thank you. What can I say? If He loves you this much to give you all this, all I can do is say, Lord, I choose you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I just want to give thanks to you. Amen. When you do that, you know, the enemy's got to take a hike. Amen. He's got to take a hike, and especially you start growing in the Word of God, start reading the Word and putting the Word in you. So when you put it in there, it's going to come out. Amen. It's got to come out. When it comes out, you're taking authority. You know, hey, I don't want to be defeated by a defeated foe. That's what the Bible says. He's a defeated foe. Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him. So don't let him put you down or defeat you. Amen. You remind Him who He is. Amen. So give it all to Him. And we talked about last week, we're talking about old is out, the new is in. So open your Bibles. We're going to get in the Word right now. Go into 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 17. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Are you there? It says, therefore, if any man, we're talking about man, women, child, everybody, a man, person. If any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. I'm a born again child of God. Amen. And people see you the same way, but inside I'm reborn. I'm a new child of God. Amen. People can't see my inside. They can see my outside, and you look the same. So you're the same person, but I'm going to start acting. My actions, my words are different. My living is different. I've got a change in me. You know, you don't hang out with us no more. That's right. I don't. You don't say what you used to say. That's right. I don't. Man, I'm a cussing champ. You know, used to be. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Anyway, cares, problems, burdens sometimes feel overwhelming. Don't try to carry it all on your own. Here's the thing is, give it to Him. He wants us to give it to Him. Give it all to Him is about a new day, a new year, a new beginning. All the time, not just sometimes, but at all times. Letting go and letting God. Forgiving and forgetting. This is what He does for us. He forgives and forgets. But we're still in the past, and we're still holding that same thing. And we're still prisoners of our past. You've been released. So why are you still there? It's time to move on. You mean you take steps of faith now with Him, you know? And as you grow in His Word, you're going to start taking steps out. You say, wow, these are steps of faith. And start speaking faith-filled words. Start shaping your world with faith-filled words. Before, I was defeated just by the things I spoke. Not anymore. Because I'm going to speak faith-filled words. Amen. I watch the things you say. Because it's very important. The Bible says death and life are in the power of your words. The tongue. But it's the words you speak. Amen. So be careful. So put the past behind and press on. Press on. It's time, you know. I've told you before, everybody falls. But it's your choice. Do you want to get up or you want to stay down? Are you going to let the friends keep you down? The things hold you down? No. Get up. It's time to get up. Yeah. And press on with the things of God. Amen. Closing out 2022, and soon we're going to be starting 2023. We can't bring all these things into tomorrow. We can't bring all these things, bad past things, into 2023. Yeah. Amen. We want to start some new things. Amen. And He's got new things for us. So we need to receive it. We need to accept that. Don't bring the past cares, problems, burdens into the new day or the new year. Seems like these cares and these problems, these burdens, these anxieties increase the months of November, December. But, you know, don't. Because we're thinking about, well, what do I have to give? What do I have to, what joy do I have? What happiness do I have? We're thinking about things. I don't have anything to give. Amen. And I think I read it to you last week, and just a quick reminder, talking about live to give. I'm a child of God. I want to live to give. What can I give? Well, here's some things you can give. Give Jesus. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Give yourself, commit yourself, submit yourself, and be available when He's calling. He never calls me. Well, you never pick up because He's always calling. Yeah. Amen. He's always calling, but you're not picking up. You're not answering the door. Give your heart. Give your love. Give your compassion. Give a smile. Be kind. All these things. You know, leave somebody better than when you saw them or when you found them, you know. Don't put them down. They've already been put down enough. Lift them up. So give a smile. Give a cheerful attitude. Give appreciation, give encouragement, give honor, give happiness, give hope, give a prayer. And this is live to give. That's what Jesus is all about. Yeah? Live to give. He's given us so much. And all we think about is, well, I don't have no finances to give. It's not about finances. It's about giving yourself and committing yourself to Him. Amen. That's just what it's about, you know. And the Bible says, if you give, He's going to give back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, says, will be put on your bosom. With the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And believe me, we cannot outgive God. You know, I don't know why I'm getting all these things back. Well, if you think back, you've been giving. And when you're giving, it's going to come back, not just one for one. It's going to come back pressed down and shaken together, running over. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you, but I'll take that. Feels like you don't have no things to give, no joy, no happiness, super stressed out, no way out. Some people feel like giving up, quitting. Amen? Because we're comparing ourselves to the world. We're comparing ourselves to somebody else. If you're going to compare yourself to somebody, compare yourself to Him. Amen? But He says you can do all things through Christ. He says you're a winner. You're a champion. You're an overcomer. And you get in the Word and you start feeling good about yourself and pressing and going and doing what He wants you to do. Reconciling people to Him. Amen. Being His mouthpiece or wherever you happen to go. Amen. Ooh, man. Other people feel like failures, letdowns, losers. You shouldn't feel this way. You're a child of God. We should be, I've said it many times, we should be the happiest people on earth. Why? Because we know the truth. And we know He's coming. Amen. And we know where we're going. So we should be the happiest people on earth. Amen. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Woo, man. Hallelujah. Let me read this nugget to you right here. Okay. And you can open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. And you read it from your version, and I'm going to read you another version. Philippians chapter 4. Won't keep you long. Promise. It won't keep you long, so just be open and listen to what God has for you, not for me. He's already given it to me, and He wants me to give it to you, so you receive it. Amen. It's Philippians 4 and verses 6 and 7. Are you there? Okay, well, let me read it to you. Amen. And you can read it from different translations. Amen. But listen to this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. Go to Him. You know, we go and try to vent with other people that cannot help you. As a matter of fact, they tell you they got more problems than you. But you go to God, make it known to God. And verse 7 says, in the peace of God, He's the Prince of Peace. He can give you peace, amen, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Now, let me read you this nugget here, okay? So sometimes we get so familiar with the Scripture and we let the power of it slip away from our lives. It becomes words and thoughts in our minds instead of substance. The Word is eternal substance that contains power. Amen. It contains power. Or you can say authority. Amen. You need daily to overcome navigating life and navigating through it victoriously. Amen. The Word is layers of revelations for you and I to partake of, apply, and receive daily. Don't let the power of the Word slip through your life today. Spend time in it. Let the Spirit of God minister to your hearts what is needed for you. May the peace of God keep your heart and mind in Him today as you worship the King of Kings. Amen. Man, this is, the Word is there. The Word is there for us, but we need to take it and we need to do something with it. Amen. And you can do, the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have the Word. And it's right there. But you know what? Don't let it slip. And say, well, brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so, they know how to do this. No waste time. You know how to do this. Read it and speak it out. Amen. Was that a nugget? Man, that's a good nugget. Amen. And I've got it. Whoever wants it can have it. I hope you received it. Praise God. Here's another one. Let's go to 1 Peter. Man, these are good. We're using the Word. 1 Peter is right before 2nd, or after. It's before, yeah. 1 Peter 5, 7 and 9 through 9. 1 Peter 5, 7 through 9. This is what God wants us to do, amen. This is what He says, amen. I'm going to read it from the King James first, and then I'm going to read it to you from the easy-to-read version, amen. So it says, casting all care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. That's what he wants to do. John 10:10 tells us, he said he comes to steal, kill, destroy. And you know, we feel this way, not only on a daily basis, but you know, well, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, I have nothing to give. You know, he wants to steal from you. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And if you don't have, you're going to feel like, well, you know, I'm nobody. Walking around whom he may devour. Verse 9 says, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now, I'm going to read it to you from the easy-to-read version. Amen. Sometimes, like I said, you know, look it up in different versions, see what it says. It says, give all your worries. I don't know if you have worries. You know, sometimes I have some. But it says, give all your worries, all your cares, all your anxieties to him, to God, because he cares for you. 8 says, control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy. I don't know if you know yet, but he is your only enemy. Amen. He's your only enemy. And you got to be careful with him. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around as a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. I mean, this is to the point. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what King James says. Amen. Refuse to allow the devil. Stand strong in your faith and not fear. God is not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Amen. So know these things. You know, you don't have to go there anymore. You can stand. You know that your brothers and sisters all over the world are having the same suffering that you have. They're going through the same things. And you know what? As a body of Christ, we're in this body of Christ together. We can lift each other up. Amen. When there's no distance in prayer. So you can pray for people all the way around the world or next town or whatever. But still, you can pray. And every one of us can pray. Well, I don't know how to pray. Well, you know how to talk. You know how to pray. Use the word of God. That's all it takes. You know, say, Lord, I'm standing for so-and-so. I'm praying for so-and-so. I'm praying for this country. I'm praying for these things happening, Lord. And you know, he knows. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, pray. Amen. So we're his people. Amen. We're his people. It means we are the body of Christ. We're the church. If we pray, he listens. Everybody don't have to pray. But if his people, believers, pray, he listens. And he's going to heal. Amen. So let's remember these things. I mean, so little things. But you know what? Sometimes it's the little things that nip at you, you know. Another one. Grab your Bibles. Let's go to the Old Testament. Psalms 55. Some of you have probably never been to the Old Testament. Because some believe the Old is, you know, we don't use the Old Testament anymore. But we do. It's the whole Bible. The whole thing. Bible. You know what the Bible stands for? Basic instruction before leaving earth. Thank you. You got me going there. I was stuck. Unstick. Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, pay attention. 55 and verse 22 says what? It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. An easy to read version. I want to, in plain English here, says, cast your worries on the Lord, and he will care for you. He will never let those who are good be defeated. Woo, man, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he's always there for us. I'm going to use some terms here that you may not like, but it's just to get the point across. Amen. I always tell you this. You know, when you take your trash to the dumpster, you never bring it back. You leave it in the dumpster. Amen. I hope so. Yeah, me too. So when we bring our sin and confess our sin to Him, our problem to Him, whatever, leave it there. Don't bring it back. Amen. The beautiful way of presenting Jesus as our Savior, how He cleans us and takes our garbage of sin so we can be clean to serve Him and fulfill our mission. I've got something I need to confess. He already knows. You just need to confess it and get it out so you can start thinking about it, because you're wrestling with it in this, the battlefield of the mind. Get it out. Amen. Confess it. Get it out. So He's going to take this garbage of sin and cleanse us so we can serve Him. So we can serve Him and fulfill our mission. Every one of us has a call. Every one of us has a mission. And in order for us to complete our mission, amen, we got to stay clean. I didn't say perfect. I say clean. Amen. So confess it, get it out, and press on. Amen. Be careful who you listen to, because some people say, you messed up, He can't use you anymore. It's not lie. Can you give me a scripture? No. Just confess it and get it out. How He can take our garbage of sin and shame, heavy bags of regrets, and cast it on the landfills of forgetfulness. Amen. I mean, He's got landfills of forgetfulness. He's forgiven you. He's forgotten about it. And we need to do the same thing. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ has done this for us. Taken all our old garbage, our old baggage of sin, and exchange it for new beginnings, a new life in Him. Amen. And that's where we read 2 Corinthians 5:17. Easy to read version. When anyone is in Christ, he is a whole new, has a whole new life, a whole new world. The old is out and the new is in. Amen. Suddenly everything is new. But you know what? The enemy has people also that he uses. And they're going to see you and they're going to tell you that you're the same. You haven't changed. So don't listen to them. I know I've made a change. And you know you've made a change. So start living for Him. Amen. And start pressing on with Him. And don't let people and distractions, things hold you down unless you let them. It's time to step out and press out. You know, everyone is coming out. Well, we need to come out and say, hey, I'm a child of God. And I'm going to press on with this. So old friends are going to go. New friends are going to come in. Amen. Just let them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, our Savior, who can take all our garbage on His shoulders and still stand. John 3:16. Of course, God loved us so much, He sent His only Son. Jesus Christ showed His agape love, His unconditional love for us. Paid this price in full with His shed blood, His life. Amen. That's how much He loved us. God loved us and sacrificed His own Son. Jesus loved us so much, He was allowed to be sacrificed. He was sacrificed before He left. He told the Father, He says, forgive them. Amen. So we've been adopted into God's family. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Life brings circumstances that causes anxieties, worries, cares, problems, troubles, fears, and panic. End of the year, we're closing out old stuff. And start of new year and daily, we're opening new things. New things. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Emotions can run very high at some point. And a loss of control can happen due to carrying all these extra weights around with you. Let them go. Let's go to chapter 11. And let's find out what it says. Matthew chapter 11. And verses 28 and 30. I'm on 12. Okay, here we go. Ready? Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are what? heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You need rest? You go to Him. Amen. He wants to give you rest. 28 says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. Ooh, man, hallelujah. Let me see what the Amplified says. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and unburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant, and my burden is light and easy to be borne. Amen. Oh, man. Hallelujah. That's a whole lot. Basically, He wants to take care of you. And all we need to do is let Him. Yeah. Lord, I'm yours. Amen. With Him, we're everything. Without Him, we are nothing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And here we talked about last week about setting your priorities daily, on a daily basis. What am I going to do? Set my priorities right. Matthew 6, 31 through 33. New King James says, set priorities right daily. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or what shall we wear? Verse 32 says, for after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Basically, on a daily basis, is make sure Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Make sure that He is on the throne, on your throne of life. Amen. And that you're serving Him. And Lord, you are my Lord and Savior. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. So He is your first priority. So who do I give thanks to? Who do I visit first? Him. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you for this wake-up call. Amen. So now I am going to give you thanks, and I am going to press out and do what you want me to do. And I can do all things through you. Amen. Praise God. How can a believer enjoy a happy and joyful life? By casting all cares on Him daily, so that you can stay in control and not be out of control. Amen. Once in a while, if you see yourself going the other way, it says, wait a minute. I haven't spent my time with Him. I haven't put Him first. I haven't made Him my first priority. All of us have many priorities, but is He your first priority? And if you're seeking, if you're bypassing Him to other things that are more pressing, then you're putting Him aside. And you're taking Him off the throne and putting yourself or these things on the throne. And we're not going to start that way. We're going to start with Him on the throne. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are on my throne each and every day. You're my first priority each and every day. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And speak to your problems. Speak to your cares. Speak to your mountains. Speak to your giants. You know, little David spoke to his giant. And, you know, he was a little guy. And he saw this giant in front of him. Everybody was afraid of him. But little David knew his God. He said, my God delivered me before, and He's going to deliver me again. You know what? Your God delivered you, and He's going to keep delivering you, because you're going to keep Him number one in life. You're going to keep Him first priority. Amen. And David spoke to that giant. I don't care what giants you're facing. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Greater is He that's back in me than whatever giant is facing you. I don't care what kind of giant it is. Still, they have to bow to Jesus. Amen. They have to bow. They have to bow to Jesus. And greater is He that is in me. We got to think this way. You talk to your mountain, don't let the mountain talk to you. You tell your mountain how big your God is. Don't talk to your God and tell him how big this mountain is. No. You talk to your mountain and let him know, my God is bigger than you. And you're coming down. Amen. You're coming down. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Greater is he that is in us. You know, when you receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior, he's with you. Amen. He's my Heavenly Father. He's with me. He goes wherever I go. He says, I won't leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you. So we need to remember these things so we don't start falling away. Also, we'll get to that scripture in a few minutes. Remember, God is bigger than any mountain that I can see, can or cannot see. Whatever problem. Mountain is just a problem. A thing that might be coming against you. And your problems are different than mine. You know, but still, God is bigger than your problem and my problem. All problems, but we got to keep him first. God is bigger than any problems. God is God on the mountain, and God is God on the valley. Sometimes we go through ups and downs, but still, he's still God. I say, wait a minute. You know, when the prodigal son was up and up, you know, hey, everything's looking good. Hey, Dad, I'm feeling good. Give me what's mine, and I'm taking off. And he took off. Amen. I mean, he was gone. But guess what? When he was down, he remembered. He said, I could have it better at Dad's house. You know, I could do better at my father's house. I mean, this is not for me. But you know what? Some of us is still stuck in the past. Some of us are still not knowing what to do. Well, remember, God died for you. God chose you. Amen. And now you can go back to Father's house. It's time for you to get up. You've been down too long. Some of you, years. And it's time to forget about it. And what anybody says. And it's time for you to get up and press on with the things of God. Amen. So let's remember this. He's God in the ups and the downs. It doesn't matter. He doesn't leave you. We the ones that walk away from him, just like the prodigal son. But he remembered. He says, I can go back to Dad's house and I can have it good. And you know what? When he went back home, Father was expecting him. Every day he expects us to come back. He's expecting you to come back. Somebody needs to hear this. Amen. He's expecting you to come back, but you need to decide to come back. Get up and come back. When the father saw him, he ran to him and he met him. And the prodigal son made all kinds of excuses of why, you know, you can take me back, but you can just minimize me and things you give me. And Father says, no. He says, put a robe on him, put a ring on him, put shoes on him, put a robe, put all these things, and we're going to kill the fatted calf. No. You know what? He wants you to be up and up. You see yourself down, he sees yourself up. Don't put yourself down. God died for you. Amen. Amen. Jesus died for you. Praise God. Don't worry about anything. Be anxious for nothing. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace. Then which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and minds as we live in Christ Jesus. And how, brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, on what is honorable, what is right, what is pure, what is lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Amen. You know, hey, the past, don't think about it anymore. It's gone. Again, God tells us to cast all things on Him. Amen. Give it all to Him. Let it go. Give it all to Him. And that's what our message is about. Give it all back to Him. Don't hold on to it anymore. And you know, people, I'll just say people, friends, families, whatever, people are going to hold it against you. And people are going to remind you about it. And it's going to get in your mind. And it's going to just keep going and going and going until you say, enough is enough. I am forgiven. Amen. And I'm not holding on to the past anymore. I'm not a prisoner of the past. It's paid for. It's done. It's over. And I'm going to press on with this new coming year. I'm going to press on with this new coming day God has given me. And I'm going to serve Him to the tops, you know, and be ready. Be ready. Stay full of the Word so that I can stay ready for when He calls. So I am going to be available. So when He calls me, I am ready. Amen. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. Stay prepared. That's what He wants us to do. Stay prepared. Don't stay on the wayside. We all know this, but we won't do it. We want to take it back. We want to put ourselves down, and we let people and things put us down. You know, the Bible says to stir yourself up. Stir yourself up. That's what you want to do, is stir yourself up with the things of God. Amen. And keep yourself up and up. You know, the only time you go down is when you start getting away from Him and start not reading the Word and not praying and giving thanks. And all these things are just deflating you. You got to stay up. You got to let that little fire build up again, you know. We got to keep that fire going. We got to get that power inside of us going and not let it go away. Stay connected to the source. Amen. Let that, I told the church earlier, we come here not to be entertained. We come here to be empowered. And we need to empower ourselves on a daily basis to go and accomplish what God wants us to do. Stay empowered with His Word. Amen. Woo. And when we go, He says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So let the Word just build you up. Let the Word clean you. And let the Word be in you as you step out in Him. Amen. So did you get something? Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay filled. Help us to stay up and up. Help us to cast all these things on You because You care for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Woo. Those of you that are watching, well, first of all, if you never accepted Him, now's the time. You know, all you need to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And start building yourself up in the Word. Read the Word. Go to a church where they're going to teach you the Word of God. You know, go where they're going to receive you and build you up. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. And be changed and be there for God to use you. Amen. Make yourself available. So praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Thank You. If you have sickness in your body, just confess it to Him. The Word of God says that by His stripes, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Amen. So I touch myself and say, hey, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'm going to recover from whatever's coming against me. Any malfunctions, I call them well in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank You. That by Jesus' stripes I am healed. So body, receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Woo! Praise God. Thank You, Lord. And time to give. Those of you watching, listening, and like to give your tithe and offerings, you can still do that. Check our website, NBCBigBen.com, donate button. And if you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And if you're sending giving by Cash App, at New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. God loves you and we love you. Have a blessed day. Amen. Praise God.